Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio in Cumming, Georgia, it's time for FOCO Talks, brought to you by the Forsyth County Chamber of Commerce.
Well, hello, it's James McCoy, president of the Forsyth County Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for joining us again for FOCO Talks. Today, we've got a really exciting topic up on the plate today, and very excited to have two great VIPs as our guests. One is our county manager, Mr. David McKee. David, thank you for joining us today. Glad you're with us.
Thanks for having me, James.
And we also have Alex Warner, who's our Vice President of Economic Development for the Chamber. Alex, thank you for joining us.
It's good to be here.
There was a special called work session of the Board of Commissioners to discuss an exciting project that will have a big impact, not only on Forsyth County, but the entire region. And there's an opportunity to bring the National Hockey League back to Atlanta and have a major professional sports team that's going to anchor a very large entertainment complex. There'll be about a $2 billion plus investment in our community. So we want to talk about that today. We want to talk about what that can look like for our community. We want to make sure folks know the facts and have the right information as the community moves forward with this initiative. So we got a lot to cover in the conversation. And so I really want to start, David, with you. Can you give us a little context to this, a little background? You know, how did we get to the point where now we're having a very serious conversation about this as an initiative?
Yeah, excuse me, James, that's a great question. How did we get to where we are today? And I've asked myself that quite often. What I will tell you is that where we are today is a number of months, even a little over a year of discussions that quite frankly were started at the commissioner's level, and the district commissioner then was our chairman John. And now that district, through the redistricting, is Commissioner Simonson, started out talking to Vernon Krause and his team, and talking about what his dream of the of bringing the NHL back to Atlanta looked like. The property that we're talking about is 80 or 90 acres, roughly 90 acres, I believe, in South Forsyth County. It's undeveloped, probably one of the most sought after pieces of property in Metro Atlanta. And really what we're talking about, James, to put it to reality, is an 18,600-seat arena, a mixed-use development that will rival what we see over in Cobb County at the Battery. If the Krause...
Well, and larger, I mean, from what you're describing, right? I mean, it would be larger, a larger footprint at least.
Not a larger...
arena.
Or stadium or anything like that. But yeah, certainly a larger footprint. And then all the other mixed use that goes along with that, and I'm sure Alex will talk to us a little bit more from an economic development standpoint. But if the Stafford sports team and the Krause sports group is able to put it together, like we believe that they will, it'll be something special.
Very good. So, and just to add a little bit to that, I know. Vernon Krause is really been his baby for a long time, and with Krause Automotive Group, and he has already an investment in Forsyth County, and my understanding is now the owner of the property and that this would be developed on. So Alex, maybe could you give us a little overview of the development, I believe, is to be called the Gathering at South Forsyth. So could you give us some background about what that overall development would look like, what's really, what's the makeup of the Gathering?
Yeah, absolutely. And as David mentioned, I mean, we're talking an 88 to 90 acre piece of land. There's 100 acres total available in that South Union Hill Ronald Reagan corridor. But 88 of it will fit the majority of the footprint that you would consider the Gathering. With the anchor of that development being an 18,500-seat arena. To put that in perspective, that is larger of an arena than State Farm Arena downtown. It is a much larger arena than Gas South Arena next door in Gwinnett County. This will be the largest indoor venue that we have in Metro Atlanta outside of Mercedes-Benz Stadium. On top of what we can, what we'll be able to drive just from having that arena, we will have a development that will rival the Battery in both size and in use. We'll have 1 million square feet of Class A office space. We will have 600,000 square feet of commercial and retail space. This will be a breakup of restaurants and retail establishments, but for the first time, we will have those in South Forsyth to complement what is already there and what is already thriving at Halcyon.
So just for clarity, what we're really talking about here is, you know, a large entertainment complex that has Class A office, 1 million square feet of Class A office, plus some retail space with that, some residential, and all anchored by an arena with a professional sports team as its home. That arena would be its home, correct? Is that?
Yeah, and that was a big point that we were making as we were running through all of our analysis was this needs to be the home of a major sports franchise in order to make the project as vibrant as we know that it can be. Yes.
So, David, let me jump back to you for just a second. So why do we think that an NHL team at this arena and this entertainment complex could be a reality?
Yeah. James, I think it's fair to say that the market and the fan base for the NHL has vastly changed over the last 20 years. The NHL recognizes that. Quite frankly, Vernon Krause recognizes that is the reason why he has put the capital up and bought the property, is the owner of the property. I think it's also fair to say that we as a county, as a development team from the county side, Alex, myself, and our legal counsel have had enough conversations with Vernon Krause and his team, Stafford Sports and their team, and the NHL sitting face to face with the NHL commissioner, just like we are right now, that it is indeed a viable place for an NHL hockey team. There's still a lot of work to be done to get to that point, but it certainly is a viable piece. I also think that, Alex, I don't know if you're going to talk about this, but we're going to get asked the question of why is this time going to work?
Yeah.
And the others
That's right.
didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. And that kind of hits it. It's something that I really wanted to talk about as well. And we'll come back to what we're actually talking, the meat and potatoes, what we're talking about. But let's talk about that. Let's talk about, Atlanta's had two NHL teams. I hear people say constantly, well, NHL's failed twice in Atlanta. And why would this work? What's going to be different this time than the rest? So, you know, how would y'all and both of you, I open that up to both of you, how would you address that?
Alex, I'll kick it off and then I want to pass it over to you pretty quickly. What I will tell you is that it's not in Atlanta. In Forsyth County, we're a suburb of Atlanta. We have direct access to State Route 400. The state's got major plans for express lanes that terminate directly into this project. You've got an east-west corridor in McGinnis Ferry Road, another north-south parallel road to 400 in Ronald Reagan Parkway. So what I will tell you is that it's just that it is not in Atlanta. And there are other reasons, Alex. I don't know if you want to elaborate on other reasons why now and why this location.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, just to talk a little bit about the other two teams that are no longer here with the Flames and the Thrashers. The Thrashers would still be here if the decision for the Thrashers not to be here was a hockey market decision. We have done extensive studies. We have pinpointed hockey fan demographics, and we know that the hockey fans are here in Metro Atlanta. We know that the hockey fans are here in North Metro Atlanta. And when you look at TV ratings, when you look at merchandise sales, there is a hockey market in Atlanta. We are the eighth largest TV market in the United States, and we are the largest market in the United States without a hockey team. If it's going to be a market decision on whether or not the NHL survives here, we have the fan base, and it will thrive in Forsyth County.
Well, and really to add to what both of you are saying, what you've already pointed out is that this isn't just an arena. You know, this is, and unlike anything that the NHL has done in Atlanta, and I don't want to say anywhere around the country, I can't speak to that, but I know it'd be rare if they had, you know, this is coming along with an incredible entertainment complex and development. So that, and it is outside the perimeter, exactly what you're talking about. It's positioned in a different place in the market. So excellent. Very good. So David, let me come back to you. So can you kind of walk us through what at the moment, and I realize, you know, what's being discussed and what may end up happening are two different things, but at the moment, what does it look like? What does the actual deal look like with the Gathering?
James, so here's where we are now. What you just saw in the special call meeting is what I'm going to say is a non-binding agreement, meaning that the Board of Commissioners authorized myself, counsel, bond counsel, to partner with our financial advisors and put together that binding deal, to go back to the drawing board and put together what that deal looks like with the safeguards. Listen, I have to, as the county manager, I have to keep my excitement aside, right? Because at the end of the day, when all of the marketing teams are out of here and it's either working or it's not, I'm the one that's going to be responsible for the day-to-day operations of the safety of the people that are here, of the traveling public. And then as well, God forbid there be a problem, whether we can get in there from an EMS standpoint and or a fire and take care of those, the people that are here visiting, the residents that will be living in this, or the folks that are here for the arena. So what does that deal look like? I think that you saw that it was $390 million total of public funds that go to over a $2 billion investment. Mm-hmm. Ernst & Young, we contracted with Ernst & Young to do an economic impact analysis. I know Alex can speak to the impact analysis that the chamber solicited as well. And you may be asking, why did we do multiple? Well, if you do multiple impact analysis, they may all start somewhere, but they should all point and end in the same direction. Mm-hmm. I will tell you that of the three analyses that I have seen, certainly Ernst & Young, the one that the county had done, they all in a over a $2 billion project, all in within a couple $100,000 of each other on what the true economic impact is of this development. Back to the deal, it's $390 million deal, and what is being contemplated is revenue bonds or some type of bond structure that the county will bond this. What we were tasked with as the I'm going to say the negotiation team, mm-hmm. right? That sounds very important, but yeah. Right. So what we were tasked with is that if we can put a deal together that over the life of a bond doesn't lose money and becomes positive at some point, mm-hmm. James, what I'm telling you is that we have done that. We have put a deal together that over the life of a 25-year bond, we had no interest in going beyond 25 years because we've got to have some upside from year 25 to year 35 so that when we're looking at some capital renovations to this arena in year 25 and 35, that we're making revenue at that point. The debt service and the bonds and debt service have been paid off. We've put a number of safeguards in place, clawbacks, if you will, in place, to protect the citizens. And like I said, I have to curb my enthusiasm for the project as a whole and make sure that we've protected the citizens. Let's face it, my brother on North Forsyth County doesn't want to pay for an arena in South Forsyth County. Whether he knows it or not, he has no desire to do that. And I think that's the same sentiment from any resident here, is that if we want to bond this within the footprint of this development, and the money that's made from within the footprint of that development pays those bonds, that's the deal that we're talking about.
Yeah.
And David, you touched on something, but I just want to reiterate what you touched on right there, because I had the privilege to work on two of the analysis and read through all three. We did not take into account any revenue generation on any of these analysis that were not within that footprint that is considered the gathering.
So what you're saying is, so we took like Avalon, for example. So for those people who've been around a while and saw Avalon, we all remember what all of that was like around Avalon before Avalon. So folks love to talk about Avalon, but what they really, you know, tend to think about a great deal is what surrounds that. You know, what the, I think the term, Alex, I've heard you use it before, the halo effect. You know, what does this generate? What does it create that's not on the site? And so you're saying that this shows that there's a payback to the county without including the halo. This is just the development itself, correct?
100% correct.
Gotcha.
And we wanted to do that with a purpose, because we wanted to find a point that this deal and only the site plan that we were putting the deal contingent on could pay for itself over the life of the bond. We don't have a site plan for what the halo effect will be. We don't know what it will contain.
Yeah.
We anticipate that it will be something and it will be substantial, but we did not want to put that into an analysis because it is unknown.
So, and thank you for walking us through the primary points of that deal. So what happens if, you know, we put a deal together and Mr. Krause goes to the NHL to talk about a team? What if they turn us down? What happens then?
So from... You bring up a good point, and I want to make sure that we're clear, is that whether an NHL franchise comes to Forsyth County or not is the NHL's decision. They have a process for that. I'm not familiar with that. Obviously never have purchased an NHL franchise. But if they put a deal together, they take it up to New York, present it to the NHL. The NHL says, thanks, but we don't want to do business. Then $0, zero public dollars go into this project. I'll tell you that's one of the contingencies, one of the clawbacks that we have, is that there has to be an NHL franchise committed to the gathering at South Forsyth. They have to be planning to skate on the ice and play hockey games before a single dollar of public funds goes up. Furthermore, the NHL is tied to this location. The gathering's willing to sign a deal that they will not leave the arena, won't leave the gathering at South Forsyth for a number of years. And we've talked everywhere from 30 years, 50 years. As the county manager, what I'm concerned about is that the NHL, if we're going to contribute publicly, that we contribute, and as long as there's debt on that building, which is what our funds go to, is funding the arena itself. As long as there's debt on that building, the NHL stays there. And if they ever leave, then the debt's got to be paid off.
So two aspects of that you just mentioned that I just want to clarify. So one, no NHL team, no public investment in the arena and the project. Is that clear? Am I saying that correctly?
That's crystal clear. If the developer wants to go out and get other funds and build the project without the NHL,
sure,
that's fine. We'll consider what those land uses look like in through the public land use process.
Yeah.
But there will be no public funds involved in it.
Right. So effectively then that really for us becomes this, that the structure of this becomes our community's part of a bid for an NHL team then, which is really exciting. So then, the second part of that, just from some clarity on that. So if the team, if the team up and decides, or the team ownership decides they're going to sell it, or somebody else comes along wants to buy it, that sort of thing, and they say, hey, we're going to, Saskatchewan or some other place. So they're going to another community. They owe us that money back. Is that correct?
Yes.
So, which really limits our risk on that.
Yeah, we've got the clawback that. And then, so then what happens? And that's the next question. So then what do you do? Well, in Forsyth County, we have a mixed-use development. with an arena that's 100% paid for, you can still do all the other ancillary uses that are part of an arena, your concerts, your Disney on Ices, and those type of events can all still happen there. You just don't have the NHL.
Gotcha. I feel confident that there will be a fair amount of community discussion going on out there about a good bit of residential in this, a multifamily. And so, Alex, I wanted to ask you, I know that is something that you spent some time on really taking a look at in terms of its impact and that sort of thing. So can you walk us through what, at least as the proposal stands today, in the overall development, kind of what that looks like and what that impact might be?
Be happy to. And it is also important to realize in this, as we are throwing out these numbers, that we are talking a phased in build out over a 10-year period. So we are not thinking that all of these residential units are going to go in year one. And as a matter of fact, we can guarantee all of these residential units will not go into year one, but we are at 1,800 multifamily apartment units and 150 single family homes. The very first thing that we did when we were running through, getting ready, prepared for the analysis, was I wanted to take a look at what the existing apartments within that corridor were having an impact on the school system. If you're familiar with that area, you are aware that there are already 7 apartment complexes within a short drive of where the gathering is going to be going. Wanted to make sure that we were, for one, not going to overflow the school system with new students. And then, two, it cost a lot more money to educate a student than one single apartment is going to pay in property taxes. And so it'll drastically affect the economic impact. So when we did it, there is currently 1,800 units, which is, ironically enough, the same number that is proposed to go at the gathering. And when we ran it back through the school database, working with Forsyth County Schools, out of those 1,800 existing apartments, there were only 33 students within that development. And it speaks loudly that if you put high-end luxury apartments within a mixed-use development that is conducive for office and a live-work play environment, it is not the place to raise a family and to put a bunch of students into the school system. This development will actually yield a higher rent. In the existing apartment units that are in that corridor, there are 1-bedroom, 2-bedroom, and 3-bedroom. To where this development, there will be only 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. There will be no 3, which makes the impact on the school system even less than what we anticipate in the remainder of the corridor.
And James, I think it's important to know that in the Chamber's analysis, economic impact analysis, is sort of a worst case scenario of what the school system looks like. Mm-hmm. The impact analysis that Ernst & Young completed for me at the county, we have taken into account what Ernst & Young believes is more reality for these 1- and 2-bedrooms. I think another piece, and I know we talked a little bit about that economic impact analysis, another huge proponent of this is, from time to time, the economic impact analysis, public safety is left out. Public safety is 100% accounted for over the life of this project in our impact analysis.
You know, one of my folks that I work with a great deal has an office at Avalon and was one of the very early adopters of office space at Avalon. Loves to talk about, in fact, was really involved with the development of the project from years ago. Loves to talk about how controversial the multifamily, the apartments were there, loves to say how there's a bus that pulls up in front of his office to welcome one student from those apartments to hop on the bus, and I think what we're talking about is even higher end than, at least from my understanding of the development. So, and therefore more expensive. So let's maybe head toward wrapping up a little bit, but I want to really, from both of you guys, I think it's easy to understand why a hockey fan, or if you've got kids that love hockey, why you might want to see this happen. Certainly from the business community standpoint, I know a lot of business people want to see this happen because they want the positive impact that it will have to their own businesses and their employees. But if you're, the people that live on my cul-de-sac and the, you know, you may not be a hockey fan, and you're a homeowner and resident of Forsyth County. Why does this matter to you? Why, what's the benefit, you know, to you for something like this?
I want to say for the first part, in the south end of Forsyth County, it is one of the fastest growing areas, in the state of Georgia and in the United States as a whole. And, but when we run the retail analysis, in that area, we are at a major lack in a need for more retail, and commercial components within that corridor. We are right now bleeding to where the residents are leaving the county, to go and, spend their tax dollars. And so this will give the opportunity for South Forsyth to capture that. It'll give the residents in that area a place to go eat, to go shop, and it'll also be an attraction for surrounding counties to come to Forsyth instead of the reverse model that currently is in place today. And then for those that don't want to come to an event, they don't want to come to hockey, if you have students that are in the school system, we're talking a couple $1 million a year just in East Blast that this development is going to be capturing.
And finally, by the way, we could host graduations in Forsyth County I say that and we all laugh, but I think that is a big deal. I mean, it's I think we've done most of them at the arena in Gwinnett County, bringing that home's big.
It is one of the biggest things, and when we're looking at all the public sentiment around this project, when you get to announce graduations will come back, that is the biggest driver right now, is parents want to see their kids graduate in the county in which they're attending school.
Yeah, man, that's understandable. It's absolutely understandable.
James, let me add just a little bit. Alex, I agree with everything you said. The property's vacant now, and it is a well-known fact that residential is more burden on services than commercial. Residential is more burdensome on county services across the board than commercial, and we have the opportunity. So to your point is, why the NHL and why this project? It's kind of like your children growing, right? They're going to grow. We have an opportunity to have a say-so in what growing looks like in this particular development. So I can't stress that in that the property's vacant, and what we don't want is we don't want another housing community to take up those 90 acres for a number of reasons. Number one, it's more long-term burden on the citizen. And this project gives us the opportunity to move the needle on that residential commercial tax split.
Very good. Well, and to add to that, you know, if you look at the best predictor of future behavior is past behavior. If you look at Halcyon and you look at the office space that they've built there, and you look at who's anchoring that space, Barbecue Guys, Alamira Sciences, you know, I feel extremely confident that without that quality of office space, that quality of development, those are two companies that are nationally recognized, one being a life science company. It's our first really big, you know, investment in a life science company that's generating a lot of interest from other life science companies. So, you know, it opens the door to so much more investment and also the halo effect that you're talking about. And that investment doing, David, exactly what you're talking about, you know, that private commercial investment, you know, I'd much rather those folks be paying into the tax pot than just all of us who are homeowners, and that will help enormously. So let me just close out here and see if there's anything that either of you just want to add as we close out. And David, any additional thoughts from you?
James, I don't. Thank you for having me and to the Business X Radio. It's been a pleasure to come sit down and talk to you.
And James, I don't have anything to add as well, but thank you to Forsyth Business Radio X.
So let me just say thank you to both of you, not just for being here. Certainly, I want to thank you for that. But I know that the work that has gone in, David, especially for you and the county attorney and the entire team with the county. I know Alex has been involved with some of those discussions. But thank you for this phenomenal opportunity and the work that you've put into it, because, you know, I suspect you're a busy guy, to say the least, and for you to prioritize this kind of project and this investment speaks volumes, and I just can't thank you enough. You're doing a great job as our county manager and just knocking the roof out of it. This project is a great example. I mean, we would not even be in the running for something like this without great leaders like you and the folks at the county. If you are listening in and you want to learn more and want to maybe join a mailing list, maybe you want to figure out ways of you can getting involved and being a part of the team that's helping to make this a reality, and especially bringing an NHL team back to Atlanta. There's an information site out there called FocoLovesHockey.com. That's FocoLovesHockey.com. FocoLovesHockey.com, and I'm sure there's a link to it on the page for this podcast as well. So there's a spot on there where you're going to be able to sign up for the mailing list. Let us know if you're willing to hop out there and be one of our social media warriors to make sure the community knows about this and understands the project, because it is critically important the community understands the impact of this and its benefits. Gentlemen, thank you both very much. And for those of you listening in, thank you for joining us.